Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, come, be in our midst, settle us in, quiet our hearts as we listen to your words. Amen. The first lesson today is from Philippians 2, chapters 1 through 13. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ,
if any comfort from his love,
if any common sharing in the Spirit,
if any tenderness and compassion,
then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.
Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others.
In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage.
Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name,
that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
So we're reading from Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 35. Here again, the word of God. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Jesus said to them, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, the other 10, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise I'm inviting the young people to come forward with their worship bags. I sent a young man back to get a bunch of them, and I hope he retrieved them without messing with anything inside of them. So come on forward. Come on. Young people, come on up. Don't be shy. I don't bite often. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. Now, I need you to move a little closer to me, first thing. Second thing, I need you to pay good attention because the adults are also listening, and some of them are a little slow, and some are real deaf. All right, so you're going to need to pay real good attention to me, and I need you to stay out of your worship bags. Stay out of your worship bags. Do not go into your worship bags right now. Okay, you'll be going in a minute, but not right now. Okay, very good. So we hear Jesus tell his disciples that they must be servants. They must be servants. And then we hear the Apostle Paul in Philippians saying also that Jesus was a servant and we should be just like Jesus. So the question is, what does it mean to be a servant? And I've been telling a story to the adults and some of you as well, and it's about being a servant. And so what I want to do is have you think about this story and what it means to serve. Fair enough? Okay, fair enough. So, there's a whole bunch of friends who all go on a wonderful camping trip together. The name of the camping trip is Journey to the East. Each one of these people is really, really good artist or composer. They're able to make beautiful things for other people. And so they're on this big camping trip, and while they're all doing their composing of music or writing of wonderful books or whatever it is that might be, there's a guy named Leo who's doing all the cleaning. Have you ever cleaned your house? Okay. So you know how nice it is to have somebody else clean and somebody else cook and somebody else put out the dog. You know how wonderful it is to have somebody else do the work. Sometimes we call that person mom and sometimes dad, sometimes grandma and grandpa. But anyway, those are people who serve us, they're servants who wait on us. Well, all these people on this wonderful camping trip, and this man named Leo is doing all the work to serve, and suddenly he disappears. They get up in the morning, all these people camping, and there's nobody to fix breakfast. And there's nobody to clean up after breakfast. And there's nobody to straighten out the tents. There's nobody to do any of the hard work. And everybody said to themselves, who's going to do the hard work? Not I. I'm not going to do the hard work. Who's going to clean up? I'm not going to clean up. Who's going to fix the food? I'm not going to fix the food. And pretty soon they all start arguing and fighting with each other. That's not very good, is it? So Leo had disappeared. Now there's a guy named Herman. It's a funny name. It's a great name, though. A man named Herman. And Herman said, I'm going to go find Leo, and when I grab him, I'm going to bring him back so he can take care of us again. I'm going to bring him back so he can wait on us and make sure that we're fed and clothed and cleaned up and all those wonderful things. So he goes out, and he finally finds Leo. Well, this is great. He says, Leo, come on back to camp so you can work for us some more. And Leo says, you know what? Let's go for a walk. I've got some things to show you. And so they go for a walk. And the whole time Herman's going, man, how long is this going to take? You know, I'm really busy. We need to go back to the campsite, and we need to move in again, and we need somebody to do all the cleaning, and all the dishes are piling up, and it's just terrible. So let's hurry up. So Leo says, well, the first place we're going to stop is at church. church. And Herman says to himself, what a waste of time to go to church and you just pray and sing songs and listen to people talk. What a waste of time. So Herman says, no thanks. And Leo says, okay, I'm going to go in and I'm going to worship and pray for a while. You just stay here. And that's what Herman did. And he sat and looked at his watch. And you know what? Leo was there for at least an hour. Isn't that something to be in church that long? Yeah. So he's there, and finally he comes out, and Herman says, hey, you know what? We got just enough time. We'll get back to camp, and you can fix lunch. And Leo says, I think we need to walk some more. And he's walking along. They're both walking along, and it came upon a dog that was chained up. And the dog was going, woof, 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 woof. Probably a very fierce dog, probably a basset hound, in fact. And so this dog was barking and doing all sorts of things. And Herman says, no, I'm not here to play with a dog. They got fleas, you know, they smell bad. But Leo goes and he pets the dog and he rubs it behind the ear. He goes, oh, buddy, 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 buddy. Oh, you're such a sweet, oh, you're such a beautiful dog. You're such a beautiful, oh, and he rubs his belly. You should try that. Everybody likes that. Rub your belly. You know, it's just a wonderful. The dog's just having so much fun. And Herman says, we're running out of time. And Leo says, well, let's keep walking. And so they keep walking. And Leo says to Herman, did you ever play a musical instrument?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And Herman says, well, I used to play the violin. Do you still play the violin? Leo asks. Nah, you know, when my parents stopped making me play, I quit. I stopped doing it. I grew up. I didn't have to play the violin anymore. Leo thinks about this. He said, you ever hear a guy named David in the Bible? Have you ever heard of a guy named David in the Bible? Okay. Now, David was the one who fought Goliath, right? That wonderful story. He was also a musician, Leo said. Leo reminded you of the movie, right? Leo, just pay attention now. Leo said, do you remember how David was a musician before he fought Goliath and before he was made king? He played what was called the lyre, and he played beautiful music, and people would listen, and everybody would feel better because of what he was playing. The music was so beautiful. And Leo said to Herman, you know, Herman, later on when David got older and got to be an adult and probably stopped playing music, he got to be a king, and then he got in trouble, and then he got run out of his own country, and all of his family was trying to get rid of him, and he was not a very happy person. Do you think that it's more important for him to play music and make other people happy? Or was it more important for him to be king and get everybody mad at him? Well, maybe to play the music and make other people happy. Exactly right. That it was better to help people than it is to be a boss over people and make them unhappy. Okay. Now, there were three lessons that Herman should have heard that day from Leo about being a servant. And this is why it's important that you did not get into your worship bags, which I see most of you didn't get in, and what you have out, put back in your worship bag for a moment. Go ahead, put it back in your worship bag. Okay. All right. Very good. So the first thing, I'm not griping at you, I just want to make sure that we have a nice surprise for you here. Okay, the first thing is that Herman learned from Leo that serving God is part of being a servant. Just like Jesus said and Paul said, serving God is part of being a servant. And Miss Leah here is going to teach us something about serving.
So this actually fits in with a lot of the parts of Pastor Sam's sermon. I'm going to teach you a song that is about always praying, giving, and blessing. So, you know, Leo was teaching Herman how to pray, right? One of the ways we pray is to sing. And Leo was also teaching Herman how to serve others. And this song is about giving to others and always blessing God through serving and giving and praying. Am I holding my microphone for me?
I would be glad to hold the microphone for you.
I have to use my arms to teach you some motions to this. So the words are always, you can say that. Always, good. And then we say, always we pray. Can you do your hands with me? Always we pray.
We pray.
Good. Always we give.
Always we give.
Always we bless.
Always we bless.
And then we get to wave our arms for always. Always. So you listen to me once you do the hand motions along with me, and all of you out there can sing along when you hear it, when we all sing along too. So do the hand motions with all of us. All right, so it goes. Always, 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 always we pray, always we give, always we bless, always, always we pray. Always we give, always we bless, always. Excuse me.
I see some non-participating adults.
Oh, I wasn't even looking at them.
I was.
Do you think we should all stand up for a second to encourage the adults to sing along with us?
Yeah.
All right, you all are smart, and I think everyone will pick it up. So can you sing it with me now? Ready? We start with always. Much. People wanted to keep singing, which is good because at the end of the service, you're going to get to sing this again. And when we start singing this, you can get up, you can sing, you can wave your arms, and you can follow us out of the sanctuary singing and praising God, okay?
So, to serve is to worship and praise and pray. Now, the second thing, what was the second thing that Leo showed Herman? What? The barking dog. If you look into your worship bag, you see some pictures of animals. And those pictures of animals are for you in a bit to take and show the people sitting with you and take home and put up someplace, and they remind you that nature is a wonderful thing. And that we're to serve nature, like taking care of our pets, right? Or not throwing garbage on the ground and planting flowers and things like that. So just like Leo taught Herman to take care of creation, so it is that we also serve creation and create beauty in it. Now, the third thing was what? Okay, go ahead. The music. Giving to others is a way of serving. You worship God, you serve creation by nurturing it, and then you serve other people. Now, I need you to find in your worship bag something that you're willing to give away to somebody else. And in fact, you already had something out. That would be a good thing to give away, actually. All right? Yeah. If you're going to give a picture to be colored, make sure you give the crayons. So make sure something nice, something maybe you're okay to give away. And then here's what I want you to do, okay? Just like Leo was trying to teach Herman, I want you to take that and I want you to find somebody out there you do not know. And I want you to give them that gift and say, God bless you. Will you do that for me in a minute? You just give it to somebody you don't know. You don't have to smile at them. Okay? And they'll say, thank you, right? And then, hold on to that. Okay, let's go ahead and pray, and I'm going to send you on your way. All righty? You repeat after me. Dear God, In Jesus, you taught us to serve. To serve is the most important thing we can do. Help us to be good servants, to worship, to take care of creation, and to love our neighbor. Okay, so go ahead and grab whatever it is and find somebody you don't know. You don't know. Can't be mom or dad, grandpa or grandma. Somebody you don't know, and give it to them as a gift. And they're going to hear some singing here as we're thinking about this, adults. Give something away, okay? I'll help you. Come on. Whoops. I need all of you to understand. In Philippians, the Apostle Paul echoes what Jesus taught. It's about being a servant. If you look at this world out here, or you deal with another person, or if you're serving in the church in some way, the question is, are those people, is that creation, is that church better off because you're in it? That's the ultimate stewardship question, isn't it? Is it better off because you're in it? Because servanthood, as Jesus taught, was to pour oneself out. The Greek word is kenosis. To pour oneself out so that others are given life. Are you life-giving in everything? Because everything you are came from God. There is nothing that is yours. Nothing. Nothing from the clothes you wear to the rear end you're sitting on. It's all from God. Are you pouring yourself out, or are you making a loud sucking noise because you're taking away from everybody else? Because those are the only two options you got. Either we are called to be servants as Jesus Christ, an imitation of Him, or we're high maintenance. And that's the calling. A representative, a symbol of that, of course, is a stewardship campaign. It calls us to be light of the world, to show the beauty of the world to all those around us. But it's just a symbol of something greater, that we are called to serve the servant Lord all of creation, each other, and every person in the world. Now, I'm hoping the children learned that by giving away gifts in the worship bag. Their worship bags are about this size. Your worship bag is way bigger. But the lesson is exactly the same. Do I hear an amen?